Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Filing of nominations for ULP elections concludes. Sees filings from Eastern Nagaland districts. NDPP Secretary of Media Cell, Krozodde Kafo, resigns. Joins Congress Party. UGC allows higher education institutions to admit students twice a year. And Jumukidiman Kohima win first state-level pre-Supruto Kam Junior Football Tournament. Now the news in detail. Filing of nominations for urban local bodies elections in Nagaland came to a close today. Scores of contenders submitted their papers on the last day, which also saw the first filings from Eastern Nagaland districts. 8 individuals, including 2 women, filed their nominations for Pungro Town Council, while Shamadur also saw a female candidate filing her papers. No nomination was filed for Gifre Town Council. These come amid the stance of the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization to abstain from the forthcoming civic elections. Scrutiny of validity presented nomination papers will be carried out on June 13, with last date for withdrawal of candidature on 28 June. Altogether, 3 municipal councils and 36 town councils are set to go to polls on June 26. Secretary of Media Cell for the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, Krozodde Kafo, has resigned from NDPP and joined the Congress Party. Kafo said the decision was made after he was denied a ticket by NDPP for the upcoming ULP elections despite his dedicated service since the party's inception. He will now contest in the Dimapur Municipal Council election from Ward No. 8 on a Congress ticket. Expressing his disappointment with NDPP, Kafo accused the party of prioritizing interests of bureaucrats over those of grassroots citizens. He emphasized his desire to work for the improvement of his ward, comprising Medical Colony, Railway Colony and Nidaji Colony, and underscored his commitment to enhance the living standards in the area. Decrying NDPP's perceived shift towards elitism, Kafo further anticipated several more departures from the party. The University Grants Commission, UGC, has taken a policy decision to allow higher education institutions to admit students twice a year from the next academic year. Currently, UGC regulations allow admissions in one academic session in a year. UGC Chairman Professor Mamidala Jagadesh Kumar said this will benefit many students, such as those who missed admission due to delays in the announcement of board results, health issues or personal reasons. Kumar said it will also help students maintain motivation since they do not have to wait one full year to be admitted if they miss admission in the current cycle. The centre has announced the release of a significant instalment of 1,39,750 crore rupees as tax devolution to 28 states for the current month. According to the Finance Ministry, this will enable the state governments to accelerate development and capital spending. Maximum 25,000 crore rupees have been devolved to Uttar Pradesh, followed by Bihar and Madhya Pradesh. Nagaland received 795.2 crore rupees. The interim budget 2024-25 has a provision of over 12 lakh crore rupees towards devolution of taxes to states. The ministry said with the latest release, more than 2,79,000 crore rupees have been devolved to states till the end of this month. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. An export awareness seminar under Niryat Bantu scheme of Director General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, was organized today by Export Promotion Council for Handicrafts at Suvima in Jumukidima. Consultant DGFT R.A. Kohati Harish Kumar said the Northeast region accounts for a major portion of the country's total handicraft produce. About 92.9% of the total production of shawls, mekhala, chatur, stole, scarf, 81.7% of towel and napkin, 54.4% 46.1% of garment and dress materials and 41.3% of furnishings, bed sheets and blankets come from the region. He added that over half of the looms and weavers in the country belonged to the northeastern states. Further, bamboo and cane furniture, mats and other decorative items produced in the region have high market demand, he said. Consultant Investment Development Authority of Nagaland, IDAN, Anini Nyinga, highlighted the support schemes of IDAN, including Graded Outreach Facilitation Unit, Swalamban, Connect Kendra, Integrated Business Hub and Innovation Center, Adal Innovation and Incubation Center, Nagaland Tourism Connect Scheme, Skill Loan, Intellectual Property Facilitation Center, and Loan Portal. State Technical Education Department has notified all NEET UG 2024 appeared candidates who intend to avail Nagaland State Reserve seats for MBPS, BDS, BVSC and AH, BAMS, BIIMS and BASLP that registration forms can be procured from its office in Kohima or downloaded from the department's portal at www.tte.nagaland.gov.in. The last date of submission of filled form along with NEET score card and all necessary documents to the office is 15th of June, after which no applications will be entertained, it said. The department also asked candidates to read all necessary instructions given in the application form carefully before submitting the form. Dimapur Police has cautioned against illegal sale of lottery or games in Jumukedima, Dimapur and Newland districts. It reiterated the state government's notifications on the sale of lotteries through two authorized distributors, namely Future Gaming and Hotel Services and MIS West Bengal Lottery Stockist Syndicate. Sale of lottery or games apart from these authorized distributors is illegal and violates the Lottery Regulation Act 1998, it said. In view of a rampant illegal sale, police said it will strictly enforce punitive provisions under the Act with immediate effect to check unlawful sales of other state lotteries or distributors not authorized by the Nagaland government. Police warned anyone found guilty will be booked under the Act, which prescribes non-bailable imprisonment of up to 2 years or fine or both. Three boys from Dimapur who underwent a week-long football training camp in Germany returned to Nagaland today. 11-year Nitoka Damang and 12-year Lalminkai Thompson from Greenwood Higher Secondary School and 12-year Asa Ayemi from Honili Memorial Higher Secondary School had been selected for the training at top German football clubs Augsburg and Eintracht Frankfurt during the under-13 trials in Mumbai organized in April by Big Hit and Bundesliga International as part of Bundesliga Dream and Initiative to identify and scout young talents in India. Dimapur Sporting Club was execution partner for Nagaland. Speaking to media, all three boys expressed their happiness on getting the opportunity. The training camp was held from 2nd to 10th of this month and included all paid football coaching, classroom theory and witnessing live matches. And in sports, Jumukedima and Kohima today emerged champions in the boys under 15 and girls under 17 categories of the first state level pre-Supruto cum junior football tournament. Jumukedima clinched the victory over Berin with a solitary goal, while Woka claimed third by defeating Kifre 2-1. In the girls' category, Kohima triumphed over Noklak with a decisive 3-0 scoreline. Jumukedima won third by defeating Zonobudo 3-0. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Filing of nominations for ULP elections concludes. Cease filings from Eastern Nagaland districts. NDPP Secretary of Media Cell, Crozette Gaffo, resigns, joins Congress Party. UGC allows higher education institutions to admit students twice a year. and Jumgitiman Kohima win first state level pre-Supruto Cum junior football tournament. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.